This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want his ass.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show and Psycho T, a.k.a. T Mill, have the latest. And the latest is some all-star news. We'll get you ready for the Astros and get you set up for that matchup as they try to avoid getting swept by coming into the series, a really struggling Cleveland Guardians team. We'll get you set up and ready for that. But let's start with some all-star news. Let's start with some good news. Isak Paredes, the Astros third baseman who has had a hell of a start to his Astros career, 19th, hit his 19th home run the other night, and has played well throughout. Anywhere you move him, he's been in the lineup, in the leadoff spot, the three spot, the four spot, wherever you put him. He, Clint, has now been added to the All-Star team. He is an All-Star through an injury he is in now, and it is well-deserved from Isak Paredes, as he is one of the guys, maybe the forgotten guy in the Kyle Tucker trade. A lot of people were on Cam Smith. A lot of people, obviously, about the pitching with Wisniewski. But he has been the best of the bunch easily, and that's with Cam Smith, who's really started to take shape. But he's been so consistent throughout this year. A great honor, well-deserved honor from Isak Paredes.
Yeah, this is big time, man. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's been consistent all year long, 250-plus hitter, 19 bombs, 800-plus OPS. A guy's been extremely clutch. He gets quality at-bats. The power with the 19 bombs is there. It's well-deserving. He's been absolutely huge for the Astros this year, given what all the injuries and all the movement up and down the lineup. He's been I mean, absolutely huge, and so perfect timing for us as fans to have Isak Paredes have a career year. I mean, this is big time, man. He deserves a hell out of it, no doubt,
fellas. I would say, I mean, he's been not just better, a lot better with some of the first halves Alex Bregman has had over the last couple of years. I'm talking about here with the Astros in the first half of the season, with the slow starts that Alex has had. Isak Paredes has probably been better than he has been just in the first half. Now Alex has had second half kicks where he has really, really stepped up in a big way, and hopefully for the Astros, Paredes is able to do that as well. But he is. They haven't really gotten this level of production in the early part of the season from that position in the last, I'd say, at least 2 years. So it's been a welcome sight that he has started right off, pretty much right off the bat at times this year. You got something?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the thing is if he just continues doing what he's doing, which is really good, I mean, Ron, he's going to, with the exception of just a couple of monster years that Alex Bregman had, the 2018 year, the 2019 year, I mean, Bregman just had monster years.
That was MVP type,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, the 2019 year was off the charts, and that's, I mean, you know, he had 41 bombs. He had over 1,000 OPS.
Second in the MVP, yeah.
Hit 300. I mean, but you, with the exception of that one year, I mean, if Isak Paredes continues playing the way he's playing right now, he's going to flirt with 40 bombs. Bregman only did that once. You know, it's when you look at what he's doing with the glove as well. I mean, I he's not Bregman, I don't think, but he's been really impressive.
I think he's been better than what we thought.
Oh, hell yeah, absolutely. But you know, the year he's putting together, Ron, is it's got a chance to be very fair to have conversations about this is a Bregman-like year for year one with for Isak as an Astro.
At the very least, he hadn't lost much at the third base position.
I think right now
he's probably been better the last couple of years up to this point.
Yeah, the Bregman slow starts. Now we'll see if Bregman gets hot. And we've said it a million times.
Not the Bregman this year. Not the Bregman that's playing for the Red Sox.
The Astro Bregman, the Houston Bregman. Here's the deal, though, Ron. Like, we've said it a million times. Like, you can come in here and you can have a good year. We can even talk about comparing you to some of the greats. You are going to be judged with a team that has been to the ALCS and the World Series, been the best team in baseball for the last 10-12 years. Like, I mean, you're going to be judged off of how clutch you are, what you do in big moments when the lights are the brightest. We'll see, and Paredes has been really good in those moments so far, that as the season goes along, the moments will get bigger. We'll see if he can carry that same punch.
Other All-Star news, Joe Espada spoke to the media ahead of the game, said Jeremy Peña will attend the All-Star game but will not play.
You called it.
Yeah, in the All-Star game, which, honestly, I mean, it does suck for him. Hopefully for Jeremy Peña's sake, he will. This won't be the last time he is an All-Star, and he will actually get to experience the honor from a playing perspective. But this makes the most sense, man. You know, I know he probably wants to play and participate and be out there, but you know, this rib thing, you don't want to play with it, you don't want to mess with it if you don't have to, and you don't want to try to rush yourself too early. But I am glad he gets to experience things. So he'll probably be there for all the events, the home run derby. He'll be out there to be acknowledged. They'll probably boo him, but be acknowledged from everybody in Atlanta when they announce the All-Stars. So congratulations to him. But I know it's probably very disappointing for him that he doesn't get to play.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. He'll be back.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
Yeah, that's what Scott Boras is saying as well. All right, let's get you ready for tonight's matchup as the Astros they look to avoid the sweep. Paredes is we're saying it. Walter's on the mound, guys. Let's hope so. Paredes is leading off as usual. Jake Meyers, that's another big injury news there. Jake Meyers, who has missed a few games there, got injured in the Dodgers series with what was reported as calf tightness. He is back in the lineup at playing center field. Not any kind of IL stint. So Jake Meyers is batting second. And in center field, Jose Altuve is at second base, batting third tonight. Cam Smith falls back into the cleanup role as Victor Caratini behind him. Yiner Diaz is catching. Caratini is at first base. Again, Christian Walker is still on the paternity list. Cooper Hummel is the DH tonight with Taylor Trammell in left field again. See if he can stay extra base hit hot. Mauricio Dubon is back at shortstop as they're going to give old Zach Short the night off. But Dubon is in at shortstop, and as we said, Brandon Walter gets the ball tonight. They've lost the first two games of this series. How you fellas feeling tonight? Think they avoid the sweep tonight? Brandon Walter on the mound?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
You can put them brooms up. Ain't happening.
Old Ginger Nation, man. I don't know, man.
Old Heisenberg.
I feel like we can score some runs. You know, I like the East Sox.
They scored 11 runs in this series.
Yeah. Look, I like the over 1.5 bases for my man East Sox and Jose. But I don't know. We'll see what old Brandon Walter can do.
Not a big deal. They still have a 7-game lead in the West. But I would say that you don't want to walk into the All-Star break kind of in a down note.
Damn sure
right?
Don't want to limp into it.
Yeah, you don't want to. I mean, you got Seattle coming right out to start that series. You're playing the Guardians. You play the Rangers coming up next. So hopefully you get up for that series. And you don't want to come out here and have a losing homestand with that. So it's not obviously hugely important with a 7-game lead, but you don't want to get into a negative space. They've been going really, really well, doing what they can. You want to avoid a sweep here. They had won or tied or broke even 13 straight series, and they've lost this one with losing the first two. You don't want to get swept. That's something you want to avoid. And the lineup looks a lot better with Jake in it. As opposed to the amount of guys they've had to run in there,
yeah,
that have been maybe Sugarland Hill, maybe Corpus players in that bad boy.
Khakis.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, interesting story that had been kind of talked about a bit, and that is sources are telling ESPN, Clint, that the NFL Players Association, which you used to be a part of, and the NFL agreed to keep collusion findings secret. In January, an arbiter, Christopher Droney, ruled there wasn't sufficient evidence of collusion by owners in contract negotiations with quarterbacks after the record fully guaranteed contract signed by quarterback Deshaun Watson in 2022. Any such collusion to keep salaries down would violate the collective bargaining agreement between the NFL and its union. But Droney concluded that the NFLPA showed by clear preponderance of evidence that Commissioner Roger Goodell and the league's general counsel, Jeff Pasch, had urged owners to restrict guaranteed money in player contracts. Pablo Torre finds out was him and Mike Florio were the ones that really kind of laid this out. They got the agreement, the 61-page ruling. It was kind of kept secret until Pablo Torre and his team published the document last week and created a bit of a conversation outside of this. So right now, this looks like maybe it's not as big of a story right now, but I wonder if this is something that picks up steam of anything of the commissioner, Roger Goodell, in any way saying, you know, anything about restricting guaranteed money to players' contracts.
Well, all this is, that last line that you read is all that's important, right? Some players told ESPN they were surprised by the details in the ruling and didn't understand why their union, by the way, the union hadn't shared the ruling with them. If big enough name players decide that they want to make enough noise about their union not representing them in an honest, fair way, this could get completely out of hand. I haven't read it. I don't know what the findings are, but I'm gonna guess you don't have to work real hard to find evidence of owners getting together and going, hey, dummy.
Hey, man,
you give that guy $255 million. You see what happened to Cleveland? Let's not do that.
Let's not.
So, I mean, it's not like it's hard.
The Lamar Jackson contract happened right behind it, and he still didn't get the fully guaranteed money that Deshaun.
It's not hard to arrive at a place where you think owners would do that. And it wouldn't be real difficult to find the evidence, I wouldn't think. But you start getting into a bigger issue, which is your players' association not being transparent with us, the players.
Like, try to keep that hidden from them.
Yeah, that could get ugly. That could get ugly real quick. So hopefully nothing. I don't like the drama, but it could get ugly.
It is definitely a story to keep an eye on.
Yep.
Right. To see where this goes.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. This is, I don't even understand this, Clint, but sources are telling ESPN that I think, the best player in the game, Nikola Jokic, is going to delay his extension talks until next summer. The Denver star will not seek a contract extension this summer, delaying talks until next summer, a league source confirmed with ESPN. Jokic has 3 years remaining on his five-year, $276 million contract extension he signed in the summer of 2022. The three-time MVP has a player option in the final deal for $62-plus million. But the kicker is Jokic is eligible to sign a three-year, $200 million extension in up till October, but is deciding to delay it, which is odd. I don't like, for Denver, that's not a great sign for you.
Yeah.
That he is, there's something that he is trying to play his cards close to the vest to keep himself and give himself an option, like maybe he don't love the direction potentially going, which for Rockets fans, you know, that could mean a lot. Like, what does this mean? Is Jokic potentially going from Denver?
Yeah.
Where would he go? Would he go to the East? Would he become available? What would you do? Like, that is an odd thing when you have the best player in the game who you want to bring back, and he's like, you know what, I ain't ready to sign.
Keep that $200 million.
Yeah,
look, I mean, the crazy thing about Jokic is it very well could be, hey, I don't want to commit my entire career to Denver, and especially with kind of what's gone on there recently.
With the firing of the coaches.
The timing of the firing, this last one. And then again, it could be him going, you know, maybe I want to play this contract out and go do this horse racing thing over in, where's he from? Serbia.
Serbia.
I mean, that's down. So the thing is with him, you don't ever know, man.
Yeah, that is just interesting. I know Denver wants to do it.
I bet so.
I know they want to do it. They've got to, because we've seen players really kind of show their power on things like, yeah, I'm not going to commit yet until you show me that you are committed to maybe going in the same direction that I'm looking to go. So Jokic is potentially using some of his power to make the Denver Nuggets potentially go in the direction he's hoping and feels comfortable with staying there long term with him. All right, coming up, Lakin Tomlinson, a guy who is the new left guard, it looks like, for the Texans. He had some comments, some, I'd say, confident comments about him and his new offensive line group. Where do you hear how Clint took those comments? We'll let you hear that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Gus, coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive as we continue to roll through. 713-572-4610. You can jump in on YouTube and Twitch. We always love the back and forth in the conversation. All right, as we continue to roll through, Clint had a reaction, and it was interesting. Clint had a reaction to what Lakin Tomlinson had to say. Lakin Tomlinson, I would say one of the, now as we get closer to training camp, appears to be one of the more important pieces that that the Texans will have brought in the offseason. And in an interview, he had this to say. He said, I believe the offensive line could be the strength of a team. Tomlinson told the Texans radio in an interview, those guys come out, they're grinders, they want to be the backbone, the foundation of the team. So when you can have that for a team, you can go very far. And man, I've seen it in the past, I've been a part of it, and I'm excited to be able to exercise that here. So he's looking at the guys. He's been there. They've been through a couple of camps. They've been through OTAs, mandatory mini camp, and now heading to training camp. And he sees that the fact that this group could be the strength of the team. Your reaction?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit delusional. I think it's a little bit maybe, you know, the Lakin getting out over his skis a little bit, getting excited about the new opportunity here in Houston, which is rightfully so. Anybody, any alpha that is any level of a leader that gets thrown into this situation in terms of the offensive line, they should be excited. But I don't know. I look at, you know, I don't need the offensive line coach or the offensive line talking about being the strength of the team, talking about being one of the best in the league, or even ranking themselves, you know, with anybody else. The reality of it is this offensive line was, from a talent perspective, more talented last year, but the offensive line overall was one of the worst two offensive lines in the game. And you know, when that is the case, I prefer nose down grind. We're gonna communicate. We're gonna be a solid unit. And we're going to play some really good football. We're going to be better at pass protecting. We're going to be better at running the football. And we get better with every single snap. I just don't. For me, when you've been one of the worst in the league, and I understand there's been a lot of turnover. I understand that Lakin Tomlinson wasn't there. And I understand that Lakin Tomlinson was brought in to probably change the vibe in that room. And he's one of the guys, played 4 years in San Francisco when they were really, really good up front. So he has the makeup that I think DeMeco Ryans wants this entire offensive line to have. But when you start talking about the strength of a team and kind of bypassing or skipping over that, hey, man, let's just be a good, sound offensive line in the NFL, I think that may be a little delusional and may be a little bit of a it's a little bit much for me. I'll tell you this. When you read the entire quote the way you did, It's not as aggressive as I initially thought, because when I saw the headline, of course, headline porn, I saw Lakin Tomlinson, I believe offensive line could be the strength of the team, and I thought, boy, that sounds like a rookie that's so excited to be in the league and make it to live out his dream that he is getting way out over his skis, and he is definitely delusional. When you look into Lakin Tomlinson, kind of what he's been tasked with, and it's still delusional, it's still a little bit to me, kind of read the room of who this team, this offensive line has been, but it's not as bad as I thought initially.
Yeah, they clearly were the reason why this team was in the position it was and where the struggles came. That was the biggest thing that needed to be fixed. And for me, I don't mind the belief and the confidence. And hell, if you got to tell yourself this, to get yourself there, that's fine. The only way that I have an issue with the comments are if it legit was like, hey man, shoot, we are the Eagles.
Yeah.
Baby, we are.
We are like that.
Now that is really delusional. Like, hey, y'all better not have anything to say about us. Like, we are. Like, you ain't seen what we've seen. You ain't seen Titus as a right guard, baby. You ain't see, like. And I don't think it's coming off like that. I do think it is, to me, a confidence thing. And I think what I'm seeing a lot of people text in is, Clint, what would you want him to have said? Like, what are you more comfortable? What do you think should be the talking point coming from the offensive line, if not what he was saying?
Well, yeah, I kind of alluded to that a little earlier. Look, I just think the right messaging here is, hey, we are going to be a five-man unit. We're going to be tight as hell, and we're going to play for one another. We're going to be accountable for one another. We're going to be the most physical team in the league. We're going to be as physical as we possibly can. We're going to get after folks. We're not... You know, that kind of thing versus we're going to be the strength of this team. I just think those are lofty, unreasonable, slightly delusional, thoughts on the offensive line. I don't know. I just, it's like you got to realize, to me, this team, like I said it all year last year. And I think D'Amico finally came around to understand, because they've obviously made the moves, right? But You got to look at who you were. You were pissy poor as a group last year. And you got a new head coach. This isn't the time to talk about identity and strengths and rankings and all that. This is the time to put your nose down and literally all the focus needs to be on creating the best unit that we can create, period. Not the strength of team, not this, not that, not setting these lofty expectations. And that's just... To me, that's where they need to be. It is what it is. It's not a major ordeal. I would just prefer the nose down. We're gonna work things out. We're gonna be a lot better than what we were last year.
I've told you, if they can be average, I would press the button right on that. It is hard to even see the scenario in which they're the strength of the team. Like it's hard to To see the scenario, as you, I think you said earlier, I mean, when you think of the strength of the team, I mean, they're the biggest question, and two, there are many things, the D-line strength, the secondary strength, the running backs,
hope I'm wrong and I'm going to have to eat crow, boys, but that, because that would be the most beautiful thing in Houston, is if that offensive line not only gets better, the moves that Nick and D'Amico made don't only hit and are big time improvements, but literally the offensive line is the identity and the strength of the team, where you got Nick Chubb, makes the Nick Chubb signing even better. The pass protection, it's not only solved, it's you're really good. It's the strength of the team. Like, that would be ideal. I think it's a long shot.
Guy Jean's right here with you on this one, baby. I'll be damned. I'm glad to see Clint being realistic with the offensive line.
Oh, just,
I love hate relationship with guys.
GJ, you know what I mean? Is it GG or GJ? How's he spell it?
GJ.
There you go. I just that would be a huge jump. I'm going to tell you, if that happens, Cole Popovich is going to be the highest paid offensive line coach in the next 3 years. You know what I mean? You sign a bunch of middle of the road guys and some guys that have been disappointments. You get rid of one of the most talented guys in the game. You move your right tackle that you paid as one of the highest paid right tackles in the game. Hell with that, we're going to move him to guard. You pick up a guy that New England, didn't want, parted ways with, and he's your starting center.
Never saw that one. I didn't see that.
I didn't see it either. But all that's wrong Andrews, right? I wanted the brother.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they turn that into the strength of the team, hey man, it is a beautiful day to be a Texans fan, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, coming up as we continue, T-Mill's best bets. He'll make you some cash tonight, hopefully. And Astros looking to avoid a sweep from Cleveland tonight. Any concerns? Anything bother you? Is it just, hey, baseball two games, or is there anything a little bit more that's starting to creep up in your mind after the start of this homestand? We'll discuss. And win you a little money coming up next, right here live on the Drive.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade and Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You're so H-Town.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, coming up behind us, you know the fellas, Texans All Access, as Mark Vandermeer, John Harris will have things, and they will be joined by one of Clint's favorites, old Irv Smith Jr.
Absolutely.
Big Irv.
Hey, man, when my man was at Alabama, good Lord, he was fun to watch. He was one of them guys that catches.
I don't know if Irv going to make this team.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
You got them all.
Yeah, he does. The
no, man.
When he was at Alabama, man, he would have 5 yard separation when anybody tried to cover him. Like, how does this keep happening? How does this guy? I mean,
who was the quarterback?
Tua. Yeah, I mean, just like, damn. I mean, that's why all the questions I had about Tua is like I don't remember the advanced stats back then, but like the separation that Tua's receivers had on his completions was like double everybody else's. Like, how in the hell does Irv? It's one thing when these guys, when it's Jameson Williams, these guys are running, you know, 4-2, 4-3, whatever. Irv Smith's doing it. Like, how in the hell does this keep happening? I thought he was going to be a much bigger, I shouldn't say bigger, a much better, more impactful pro than he has been, though.
Yeah, he's out here practicing to try to make somebody else's team.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, they don't have him on the depth chart. Here you got Dalton, you got Brevin, you got Cade Stover, you got Luke Lachey, who they drafted.
Luke ain't making it over him.
Hell, they drafted. At least they drafted him.
Well, he may be on the team, but he's not going to be. He'll be in. They're not going to depend on him.
I mean, that's there. Four, and then Irv, like the fifth tight end.
Irv be on there.
I love your confidence in Irv. Well, Irv, according to Clint, will be on the team. He will be also talking to Mark Vandermeer and John Harris coming up after we get finished. And Area 45 was on the toilet next to Patrick Creighton. By the way, just a few minutes ago, kind of doing that right there.
You were just on the toilet next to Patrick Creighton?
Yeah.
Ooh, boy, I bet that could get messy.
Talked a little bit
you
too much.
In there, Rooster
and we Keller. Acknowledged it. Talked a little bit too much.
He must have got off the toilet and went straight in that kitchen and got on them cupcakes, because when I walked by, he was hammering one of them old blue cupcakes.
It clears his face, baby.
Hey, that's right.
He
showed me he was
going to
enjoy it. It was his first one. I didn't know he had just made a hole for it.
Yeah, he opened it up. But no, so I know he's in the building, ready to go tonight. And also Sean Bajani and Chris Santiago, Area 45, the best sports late night show in all of Houston. They get started at 7 o'clock. They'll have the post game show, hopefully, of the Astros avoiding a sweep in this thing. And then Team Mills best bets. What'd you do last night, Tyler? We're two for five again. So we're in the red here.
A lot of mediocrity so far.
We're in the red here. 4 for 10 here this week. Need a big turnaround Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Well, he's going for it. Six of them.
He put six on the board. Oh, my. Oh, boy. Now he's sliding in Cam Smith in there. All right. So T-Mill's best bet's coming up here momentarily. All right. Clint, like we said, man, they're looking to avoid a sweep here. They're not in the situation the Dodgers are in, right? The Dodgers, hell, they just got swept by the Brewers. They've lost six in a row now. Back-to-back sweep series for the Dodgers. The Astros are not there, but the Indians were, I mean.
You did it.
What?
You called them old names. You said the Indians.
Did I say that? You said it a few times today, almost did that.
You really did it.
I really apologize. The Guardians, sorry. The Cleveland Guardians, who were struggling like hell, as we said, 6-24 in their last 30.
Think about what just happened.
But
I said it was okay, and I'm a white guy.
You slipped up and said, and Tyler goes, "You said Indians." He just repeated it. You've been over there trying your damnedest not to say
you said it.
He's chomping at the bit to repeat it.
I just had to let you know, man.
He had been waiting on that sucker. But they're 6-24 coming in their last 30 in this thing, losers of 10 in a row, and they've lost. Now they have a chance to sweep the Astros here in the Daikin Park. Is there any flaring concerns, any as small as they may be, or is this just for you? It's just ball. It's just baseball.
None that weren't there before this series got here. Not for me. No. I mean, you got one game where the wheels came off of Tyler's guy, Colton Gordon, and it got a little wonky. And hell, this lineup of half minor league lineup damn near put up enough runs to win that one. And then you come back and the two guys that give up the runs are the two pitchers that have been the absolute best for you. This year, and Josh Hader, who was perfect until last night, right? Is that right? Perfect until last night. Was that his first one?
I think his first blown save. Yep.
And Hunter Brown, who's been he's on the Cy Young. He's an All Star on the Cy Young short list. So what happened last night with those two guys is not going to happen 99.9% of the time. And you know, the night before it was the wheels coming off. Really, the wheels coming off of. A guy that you hope to not have to depend on come playoff time. So no, I'm not worried beyond, you know, what the worries we already had before the Guardian series came about. I'm not worried about anything I've seen in the last two games.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the Astros season. You know, I don't think like, they got to start to look out. They may start being in a tailspin or something, or this could be the start to something. I don't think that. The Yankees blew out the Mariners last night, and both the Angels and the Rangers are still under 500. You got a 7-game lead. I think they'll be fine, and I think the part you're talking about is at some point we believe parts of the Calvary will be coming, right? We know Jake is back already, and Jeremy Pena shouldn't be long-term. You know, maybe some of the pitching comes back, and then, you know, there's Jordan. But so nothing like that. Big picture wise, the only thing that I am keeping myself to be alert on is this thing with Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown is a Cy Young candidate, and right now in many people's thoughts, he's probably second behind the cat up there in Detroit. But I've just noticed something, and I think it happened last night in the game against the Cleveland Guardians. When he gets frustrated, whether it's by getting squeezed by an umpire, which I think there was a little frustration with the umpire yesterday, or maybe he doesn't execute pitches the exact way he wants to and they get hit and he gives up a home run early or something like that, when there is some sort of adversity that hits, I'm not saying he's somebody that punks out or anything, but I think he gets really pissed. And I think he gets angry, and then I think sometimes he just turns into a thrower instead of a pitcher, and he's just gonna out of frustration blow it past your ass, And I don't think that's the best Hunter Brown that we see. Now, obviously, he hasn't run into a lot of adversity because he just runs through teams for the most part and hadn't had to deal with it. But there's been a couple of times this year where I'm like, damn, somebody should go out there and kind of settle him down a little bit. And you can tell, like, he is just steaming out there. And you could see it all over his face. And that just, to me, turns into, I'm just firing this joker in there. I'm throwing it. And I wonder when these games start to matter in October and you get to a game and there may be some adversity faced in a postseason game, if we see him kind of lose his head a little bit. And like I said, losing his head to me, it seems to show in the way of maybe the game plan has just flown out the window of whatever we talked about. And I'm pissed. And I'm about to throw it past him. And you start looking up and you start seeing 97, 98 roll through there, and he gets mad. Because after the home run yesterday, I forgot who he struck out. He was just incensed out there after it happened. So that's one thing I am looking at with Hunter Brown is when he gets pissed out there, it's not like Framber. I see someone text that in. It's not like Framber, but I don't think it's him at his best. I think he gets him frustrated, and I think he just starts to throw harder instead of pitching.
I think it's something to keep an eye on. He is a power pitcher, and the ability to get a little bit angry and throw it by somebody, that doesn't necessarily scare me. But you hit the nail on the head for me when he throws the game plan out the window. When he disregards whatever pitch is being called, he's like, no, I'm fixing to throw this by this sucker, and you're trying to blow it by a leadoff hitter in Major League Baseball, and they're just sitting on it, right, dead red. So I do think it's something to keep an eye on. You know, hopefully it's never a problem. I kind of like the angry Hunter Brown getting downhill, but I do acknowledge that it could become a problem if he becomes just a guy that gets frustrated and is going to try to throw it by everybody.
He's the guy that a player in basketball came down here and went in there and hit a step back three. He's going to come back and go back down there and hit one and try to get one too and forget to run the offense because he's just taking this thing personal with things. So it's just one to, I think, to keep an eye on and watch a little bit just where he gets when he gets frustrated and where he goes. All right, Tyler, let's do our thing here. Win the people some cash. A little best bets. T Mills best bets. What you got tonight?
Yeah, we obviously, as it's been and will be for here for a little while, baseball, only real sport. The sport's going on, so I got more baseball for you. But I'm going big or going home today. This Wednesday, it's going to make or break our week for best bets. We're either going to be completely screwed and in the red for this week, or we're about to start the comeback. Got six wagers.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. I list them quickly. If you miss anything, head to Twitter. Go to @TMillRealDeal. I have it posted there for you if you miss anything. First off, what's that?
Go ahead.
First off, Padres. By the way, we got to talk about Tony Gwynn Jr. soon. Padres, money line tonight. I got it at -145 as they host the D-backs. In that same game, I'm on the over. D-backs at Padres, over 8 runs tonight. Next bet for you is also an over. Rockies at the Boston Red Sox, over 9 in that one for me.
Feels good.
Okay. And then an under. Atlanta Braves, they're traveling to Tampa to take on the Rays. Under 10.5 at +105 in that ball game. Maybe my favorite one tonight. Really like the pitchers going in that one. And then Astros, they ain't getting swept. They ain't going to do this series streak, a winning series or pushing series, and then end it after 13 with a sweep. Astros money line, -145 in this final game against the Guardians. And then the lone player prop for you tonight, young Cameron Smith, over 1.5 total bases for the young Astro tonight versus the Guardians. Those are your six best bets.
You like any of those? I like the Padres and Diamondbacks, the two of those. Do you like any of those? Cam Smith?
The Cam Smith is a good one.
It's intriguing.
Every time you look up, he's got multiple hits. I don't like it enough to jump on that with you, though.
I can't jump on that money line, though.
I would like that Altuve over at base and a half, though.
Man, there being some you-know-what, because I've been checking all day, and they ain't listing Altuve's player props again.
What about Paredes?
Paredes, there was a home run prop, no basis.
Yeah, they're shady.
They're smart.
They're in the money making business.
They know what's going on. They know what they're doing. All right. Shout out to Brandon Scott, who joined us earlier today, as we had a good time with him, as always. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show, as always. Houston, we love you, baby. A lovely hell do you think happened to Clint Sterner that led to coming in an Uber and I have to get a new rig ASAP?
I can't wait. This story's going to take 15 minutes.
I cannot wait. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hit up cars for kids, man.
Hit that car. What do you say? Hit up cars for kids.
Donate to Junk for Joy, bro.
Damn. I'm going to ride this bitch for 15 years, I tell you. Just keep getting good oil changes.
There goes Jockey Ron.
Shout out.
Anything for Ron.
That's pitiful.